Hey everybody, welcome back to Seller Performance Solutions. I'm Chris McCabe of e-commerce. Chris, today's guest is Brent from AMZ Pathfinder / Sellerplex. You're now two companies, not one, right?
I'm hyphenated.
You're hyphenated.
Right.
Great having you back. We're going to be talking a little bit about the news of the day, which is tariffs and Amazon and the White House. But I wanted to give you a chance to give a quick bio and background for anyone that has not heard you on our podcast before.
Yeah, fair thing. So my name is Brent. Like you mentioned, been running a company called AMZ Pathfinder for almost 10 years. Recently sold that to my business partner, Nate, who is the founder of Sellerplex. Now combined, we're a team of 100 plus, I think. And we do many other things besides just ads. We do inventory, supply chain management, financial stuff, due diligence even for buying and selling businesses, something Sellerplex has a lot of experience with. So yeah, we're multi-hyphenated, multi-variable now in the world of Amazon agencies.
Great. And you're based in France, which becomes interesting and helpful when we talk about our Seller Velocity Conference, which is going to be in Lyon, France this year, coming up on June 4th.
Right.
But first, let's talk about this, and I'll get to that in a second. But I do want to talk about the news of the day, which is kind of everywhere. I got a news alert when I woke up about it. It's about Amazon informing the public on listings and detail pages about the influence of tariffs on prices. And maybe I even haven't had a chance to go through all the New York Times, Bloomberg stories. It's just kind of top of the news everywhere right now. But the sense I get is that they're going to differentiate between the tariff influence price and the price the item otherwise would be. Is that fair to say?
That sounds like it. From my reading of a couple of small articles on the matter, and I actually am wondering how they're going to differentiate between prices that sellers are changing because they have in their supply chain coming up some really big cost differentiations from previously versus what Amazon just sees. Okay, it's this kind of metal, it's a 25% tariff. It's this kind of electronic, it's 47%.
Right.
And then just adding that to the listing raw and just being like, this is what the change is based on this. I'll also note, Chris, that it was Temu and Shein, I don't actually know how to say that one,
yeah,
who have released like letters publicly a few weeks ago and saying, hey, our cost structure is changing and, you know, pulled back on advertising on a couple of big platforms and basically said, hey, things are going to get more expensive and it's not our fault, and put out like letters very publicly stating that. In fact, if you read their letters, they're like almost the same. They're like say kind of the same thing. But this is basically Amazon's version of that. That's how I kind of see it.
Don't blame us, blame the government. And of course, the government reacted. There's all this White House escalates tariff conversation by targeting Amazon as the opposite of what they're trying to achieve, which is bringing manufacturing back to the U.S., basically making it sound like Amazon's not going along for the ride with the whole tariff changes that they've come into this year. But I mean, Amazon sellers are going to feel the heat. Consumers are going to feel the heat. It's going to upend the entire marketplace. So Amazon could not sit on the sidelines forever. They had to say something about the increase in prices, considering the best buyer experience is supposed to be why you go to Amazon in the first place.
Yeah, well put. And obviously, we know, you know, maybe from firsthand experience, what Amazon has done to kind of, let's say, recruit and propagate the success of like Chinese brands, and has, you know, big fairs there and does lots of education. And it's quite clear, I think, for anyone that's been selling on the platform for a while, if you're a Western company and you're severely, you know, differentiated in some way, that eventually a company from China, or let's just say Asia and somewhere, is maybe going to eat your lunch eventually unless you figure it out. So, I mean, the administration is doing what they think is the right series of steps to combat that. Obviously, Amazon has vested interests in the other direction, but so do a lot of major companies like Apple, who I think is much better at kind of playing this like song and dance between the U.S. government and between their relationship with China, which makes 90-95% of their components, excluding some made in India, Vietnam, and America. But like, yeah, that's the delicate dance to play, and maybe Amazon's not handling it gently.
And it's going to be painful. I mean, large brands with lots of resources have more ability to ride out storms. This could be a long storm, not an overnight shower, but I mean, one reason we're doing the event in France in June is because it's for 7-figure brands, 8-figure brands, some 9-figure brands, but it's because of the challenges and all of the operational difficulties that brands are facing on Amazon. They were already facing a lot of this before, So just a kind of disclaimer to the listening audience, you and I were talking about doing an event just around the challenges you face as an Amazon brand in general, whether it's fees going up, rising ads costs, having listings that are taken down and kept down for longer, which costs you revenue just because communication with my former teams is so much harder now. But then the tariffs piled on top of that. And it's just kind of increasing the demand for an event like ours because people need high-level strategy and people can't function as a business with every other month there's a curveball or there's a problem that will upend their ability to make money on Amazon, right? All the more reason for us to be meeting with people in person.
Well, for sure. I mean, uncertainty is the killer of business, right? And that's something you've heard repeated a lot recently in the past couple of months. I will say the genesis for us talking about the event was probably Amazon's inventory and placement fees. And we've been talking about that like since that came out. And that was a big discussion you and I have had. And, you know, we at Pathfinder and now Subplex have had with probably like dozens of clients recently too, and how to mitigate and resolve those things. Even down to the really nerdy details that us ad people are always worried about, like, hey, if my inventory is all based in the East Coast and I have sales in the West Coast, I notice that my organic rank is different. Therefore, my conversion rate is like lower in the West Coast, so to speak, less people see my products, and the ship times are different. So even that could be influencing your ad conversion rate. There's all these things that play into this. And then you start to say, well, how do I get more of my product to the West Coast? Oh, well, you got to pay a fee for that. Oh, now there's a new cost associated with this besides just the advertising itself. How quickly the web gets tangled. And so that's why coming together in person, having those discussions is one of the most effective levers, I think, that exists for figuring out how to get out of these jams and how to like learn from others that have been there, done that, or at least share ideas and compare notes.
Yeah. And also learning from others who are already successful in the UK and in European marketplaces, which are playing a much bigger role now, will play a bigger role this year, next year. So it's kind of a happy accident that we're doing this in France. I know we were planning on France anyway, but now we're doing it the right time and in the right place. So any questions on that, we'll have it in the show notes. Sellervelocityconference.com is the place to go. And we'll include the discount code as well for 50 euros off the ticket. But I'm looking forward to that because there's a difference between huge conferences, you know, 2 months ago or a month ago, I guess I was at the Prosper Show in Vegas, which is good for a really large event. But there are things that are more challenging and harder to do at a huge, huge event. So, for example, there I ended up being in a booth that we had. We had lots of great conversations with people. But essentially, when you have a booth and you stay there most of the time, you're creating a small event within a larger event, you know, anecdotally. And this way, we're doing it as the entire event will be like that. It'll have that intimate setting. It'll have the one-on-one conversations. I think that's what people are craving because the age and era of I'm going to go sit in a talk and then maybe or maybe not ask a question with 14 people at the end, like that seems to be coming to a close in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that those conferences still have a place for sure. It's just when I think about the conference that I want to go to, and more importantly, the conference that I want to host, now that I have the ability to create something from whole cloth that I really am passionate about, it doesn't look like that. That's for other people. That's fine. I'm not, you know, ragging on that. But I want to have a conference that's much more, you know, 50 people. We're looking for that size audience. By the end of it, it's going to be a full day. So you're going to be able to have talked to everybody there, basically, if you want to. And there's going to be good food and drink. So plenty of networking opportunities at those things, too. We're going to have a panel. We're going to have a live teardown session. We're going to have lightning talks, which, to go back on that idea, are 15 minutes and then 5 minutes of questions. No one's going to be falling asleep at the back of the room, nodding off after a 45-minute talk where at the end of the solution is inevitably hire my agency. You know, it's here's an actionable one piece of item that we want to communicate to you. Boom, there it is. That's the value. And then on to the next thing. And we want people to go home and be able to implement stuff without feeling like overwhelmed or exhausted from 3 days of walking around a massive conference hall.
Oh, God. Can't imagine. Yeah. And and Seller Velocity is known from past conferences. I think we've gotten a lot of good, you know, feedback and write up for this. We're known for getting kind of the smartest people in their respective area of the business, the smartest people together in the same room, right? So people who know ads really well, people who know, obviously for me, it would be appeals and troubleshooting problems and restrictions and suspensions well, how to manage an agency. You know the variety of things that can come up that you have to focus on if you want to make more money or the things that you can do wrong that will cost you money. So it's like you get those people together. I mean, whether it's a lightning talk or a panel or both, you get them in the same place and you don't have it hard to access them, hard to find them. And you balance out the talks with the networking time. I think that's the formula that works the best. And I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't actually been over to France in a few years. You live there, so you get to appreciate it every day. But the food, the wine, I'm looking forward to that. And there will be conversations about current events because lately something new, which is potentially going to cost you money or cost you sleep or give you a headache, comes up like every other day now, it sounds like. So whether the White House is angry at Amazon or tariffs go up to 145% from China, then go down to 75%, that whole seesaw is becoming normal, right? So I guess my question to you would be, if you're working with handfuls of clients or a few dozen Amazon brands, and they're like, what do you recommend just aside from strap yourself in and get ready for a ride? How do you manage their attention so it's not just like bright, shining object in the corner of their eye every single moment? Because I think if you get distracted by all the variety of challenges and problems, you're not going to attack anyone that well.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of noise. What you're describing is noise. And there's this idea of like signal to noise ratio. So what is the signal that actually comes through at the end of the day? I think the pause that's been put on some of these tariffs and these measures will maybe be extended, will maybe be permanent. People have a lot of theories about what the game theory is behind this. I'm not going to get into that for various reasons. But what actually is going to impact people long term? Like, what are some of the leading indicators we see? We all see posts on LinkedIn, social media, news that show how things are going on the ground in China right now. And that's very instructive and interesting. That can give you some clairvoyance about what the future will hold with that. Whereas some of these other things you just might be able to discard. Like this thing with Amazon is really interesting, but maybe in 48 hours from when you and I are recording this, the statement will be rescinded, something will be changed. And that ultimately is maybe not going to have an impact on the bottom line. Or maybe Amazon will say, no, we're sticking to our guns, actually. And so, we're going to show these prices, this new method that they've cooked up. I'm kind of excited to see it, honestly.
Or they'll come up with something else. Right before we started this podcast, I saw a message from Amazon denying the White House's characterization of what this is, but whether or not that means they roll it back is another story, which is another reason why you kind of want to get answers as close to the horse's mouth as possible. Clear away the noise so that you can hear what Amazon's actually doing. And I'm not afraid to say that some of us in this business or industry know what Amazon's thinking and doing and saying for real. And then there's all the noise of like what's on LinkedIn, what's on YouTube, what's being posted around where people are speculating. And casual observation, but that can make the difference between adopting a viable brand strategy on Amazon and just experimentation. And I don't think people have the resources for it like they used to. And you don't have the time to do trial and error around things like Prime Day or later on this year, Q4, because if you wasted time on the wrong strategies, you've already lost money before you implemented the right ones. Then it might take time to get the right one going. And then it might not even work as well as you think. I mean, if your competitors are making better decisions than you are, then you're just losing market share, right?
And one thing I'll kind of close that line of thinking with, Chris, is what you see on social media and other people sharing things publicly is oftentimes very different from what you get in a private, closed community or as something that's a bit more like personal and intimate, like an event. The level of information that people share is usually much more confidential, much more kind of their own experience, including failures and challenges and like things that they did wrong versus something that they put out online publicly. LinkedIn is not real life. Okay. I like to tell people that sometimes what someone comments on a thing or the story they tell. Yeah. Okay. It's elaborated. Maybe it's true, but they're only shining a light on the positive parts they want to show off. That's social media just naturally. We're humans, right? But what you hear at a conference over lunch is very different. And I think everyone has lived that experience. And so that's kind of what we're trying to foster and promote with what we're doing as well.
Awesome. Yeah. So let's just share the info on the event. Once again, Brent and I are co-hosting, but there are other organizers involved who will be giving lightning talks. It's all at sellervelocityconference.com. We won't give you the full list of everyone here. June 4th in Lyon. It's a full day event. And do you want to give the email address for anyone who has questions on this?
Yeah, sure. You can email event@amzpathfinder.com. That's an email that will go right to me, actually. So I'll get back to you on anything if you have questions. It's also listed on the website, too. So if anyone's curious and has questions, you can just hit it through there.
Cool. All right, Brent. Thanks for joining us for Cell Performance Solutions. I know I'll be seeing and talking to you again soon. I hope everyone who hears this considers joining us in France. If you have any questions on it, let us know. Otherwise, I will catch you next time.